We need to get Gimli a theme song, a wrestling theme song. You'll find out exactly what would be his wrestling theme song. This was the Hulk's. We need to find out what song he'd like to come running out to. And maybe the girls on the show can pull out the bedazzler and try to get this
make an outfit.
Yeah, maybe we can come up with something for him.
Where did you get your? Did the school give you your wrestling outfit?
Yeah, we had. Yeah, it's like uniforms and and sports. We just handed them out to you. So, but he needs to have like something kind of cool and colorful. So, all right, 313-298-9595. 313-298-9595. We're gonna have women wrestle Gimli in something. We've got some good ideas. Sauerkraut, I really liked. Mayonnaise just came in. A huge old thing of mayonnaise.
Oh, no, no.
A Gimli sundae, chocolate
part of the
syrup.
Sarah Gag contest.
those were all decent ones that just came in. Pickles. Somebody just said that they sell at Costco. They sell
huge things
of pickles. Like
you can get
little...
it in 5 gallon buckets.
That might be a good idea. Gimli wrestling pickles.
Who orders a 5 gallon bucket of pickles?
Restaurants.
Yeah, people eat pickles.
Yeah. You know, like the restaurants go there.
Yeah, and, you know, when you go order a sandwich and they give you a pickle slice.
Yeah, but don't they get it from a food supplier? They actually go to Costco?
Yeah, a lot of those guys.
Some places do.
Mustard. Mustard was another one that just came in here.
I like mustard stain.
Yeah, that would be bad, too, for the parking lot. We got to figure out what's going to be the least messy to clean up, too, afterwards. Tamara, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Okay.
All right, Deanna, hold on the line for 1 second, okay? You can be here by 8 o'clock tomorrow. That's a good thing.
I really liked that marshmallow fluff.
That is a good one. I'm going to see if they have that.
It's sticky.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they have that in there. Plus, it will look good. Whatever's going to look good for some of the pictures. And then we're going to video this and put it up on the website, too, so afterwards you'll get to watch the
Because America needs to see this.
Do you know if Jerry Lawler is doing anything tomorrow? Jerry Lawler, one of the voices of WWE WrestleMania? Or how about Mean Gene Okerlund?
Ooh.
Classic voice.
Is that the one that wears that loud jacket?
He's the guy that has loud jacket.
Little Richard.
He's already in the Hall of Fame, and Jerry Lawler's going in this year.
Mean Gene is the guy that was kind of like the balding guy with the mustache. He looked like Super Mario.
Back in the day with all the Hulk Hogan stuff, he was like the main guy when you saw
him
doing
interviews. I'm thinking about the guys that came in studio. The Mouth
of
the South.
No, you're thinking of Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hart could be good with his little megaphone.
Yeah.
Come in here and get crazy. 313-298-9595. 313-298-9595. We're going to wrestle Gimli tomorrow here in the studios. And what would you like to do? What would you like to wrestle in? You can give us your ideas too, but if you're a lady that would like to wrestle him, you're at least 18 years of age in decent health conditions, okay? Because we don't want anybody that's gonna have any kind of health problems. If you wrestle Gimli tomorrow, you get to go with him to WrestleMania this weekend.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We'll have tickets to give away for WrestleMania coming up here in just a little bit. Opening day tickets for Monday before 8 o'clock. It is 712.
Let's start calling.
This is Detroit's phone scam station. Mojo in the Morning, Channel 955.
We have tickets for WrestleMania, and yes, you heard the sound, believe it or not. With the weather being so nice the last couple of days, wouldn't it be great to have this weather on Monday for opening day? Opening day tickets could be yours. By the way, looking at Monday's forecast, okay, partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-50s. That's better than what we've had for most opening days.
We've had snow for opening day before, so we'll take it.
Tickets for opening day right after we get done with the phone scam here on Channel 955. So within the next, say, 10, 15 minutes, you'll have a chance to win opening day tickets courtesy of Luxury Limousine Dearborn and LuxuryLimousine.com. The tickets that we're giving away this morning come complete with a Beamer limo. So you get a limo to take you and whoever you're going to take to the game.
I wish we could take a field trip, guys, to opening day.
That would be our field trip. That's the best field trip she's said so far. That's my favorite. We're doing that field trip. Get your permission slip signed now.
Yeah, the elephant ears and the peanuts.
I will never forget the opening day, the first opening day at Comerica Park with you guys.
We're freezing our asses off.
Oh, my God.
Y'all went to one.
Oh,
we went.
Torture.
That's me.
You weren't here.
I know, but because I'm here, we only went to one.
It was
terrible. You wouldn't have liked it.
Okay, so we need to go Monday, y'all.
Guess what? I was in line for an hour and a half for a hot dog. That's how long.
You kept telling me, it's worth the wait.
Chicago dog. You gotta have it. And I was all excited to have a hot dog at the ballpark. And he's like, no, this is the one you have to have. Oh my God. I wanted to die.
We stood in line. Chuck Gatica went with us. Mm-hmm. We stood in line forever. That was like the worst weather. Any opening day we go to is horrible weather. The one year I stayed home was gorgeous. I think they should pay me to stay home.
Come on, y'all. We gotta go this year. It's gonna be nice and sunny.
No, it's not gonna be nice.
We just had 56. I just had 56 degrees. Yes. They said, and partly cloudy.
Okay.
What did you hear? It's going to be.
I heard 42.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard it's 5 days away. So let's not try and predict what's going to happen.
All right,
Michigan
tickets coming up here in just a little bit.